That's not news.
It is indeed not news. It's where we take a bit of a look at the rubbish news cycle that pollutes the media these days. And one story you should have paid more attention to. Shane Anderson is a person who pops on the waders and runs through the muck for us. Pretty good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I've emerged from the toxic swamp that is this week's news cycle. And I've got just really weird news. So this week, the US International Religious Freedom Report came out.
Okay, I missed that entirely.
The American government, and they came out and they slammed One Nation for being anti-Islam.
Okay, yes, but that is a weird angle. What?
Yep. So the actual news is, this is probably the only time the greater Australian public will agree with the Trump administration. But what is actually happening? A report released by the American government is slamming One Nation for being anti-Islam. A report that clearly no one in America is going to be paying attention to because they've just had a Nazi tiki party. It's really baffling. I thought I'd open with that one because it's confusing.
That is
more
confusing
than anything.
News. Very confusing.
And at this point of me doing not news, I need help deciphering this world. It's making less and less sense to me the longer I do this. I mean, I think the only thing One Nation will be upset about this week is probably not getting an invite to the rallies in Charlottesville. That seems right up their alley. I mean, they've been stockpiling torches and pitchforks for years now.
Yeah, they must be devastated.
Sorry, Pauline.
What else have we got?
Okay, so we've got some big questions of the age.
We love to ask questions.
That I have the answers for this week, which is very exciting. First off, what is the meaning of life? Second, will there be nuclear war? And third, who is the next actor to play James Bond?
Okay, good.
Grab onto the edge of your seat because done. I can tell you, probably, yes, nuclear war. There is no meaning of life. Stop kidding yourself. And shock horror, Daniel Craig.
This is the same Daniel Craig who said, I believe, I'd rather stab myself in the face than do James Bond again.
Something along those lines, yes. It turns out you get paid a lot to play an irrelevant character on the screen. Oh, I knew this would cause some conflict. You dress way too suavely not to be a fan of James Bond.
You don't sit in front of a man in his 40s and say James Bond is irrelevant. That was the father figure we grew up with.
See, I had personally been hoping that the next Bond would be a woman. But then I remembered that I don't care about these movies.
Okay, so definitely not news in that case.
Sorry, Daniel. Sorry, Pauline. Handing out the apologies left, right, and centre today. And I'm going to be handing out more apologies with this next one. I'm so sorry that this is not news this week.
Preemptive apology, okay.
I can't believe I'm about to utter these words live on air. But Nick, this week a woman has been caught defecating on a Melbourne bus.
Missed that news?
You missed it. How could you have missed it?
I try and go to bed at about 10:30 a.m. and not get up until it's time for radio again.
Just bring that rock back over. Look, if this is a sign, more than anything this means, don't get the bus. Ooh. Don't ride the bus. Someone has probably taken a dump on the seats, which is what happened in Melbourne. A woman needed to go, so she went. Naturally, people filmed it. Otherwise, what's the point? And someone sent it into news.com.au, who picked up on that straight away. And it was all over my newsfeed this week.
They ran the video?
They ran the video.
Wow.
You can watch it. Don't recommend it.
Don't.
I'm not. Yeah, I haven't. Don't. It does a thing where on news.com.au, sometimes the videos autoplay.
Yes.
So I was reading the article when I started to hear the video. And like, no, scramble back up to the top. It's not pleasant. And quite frankly, news.com.au, past few weeks, guys, have been on a roll.
They really have been on a roll.
They've been rolling along like the wheels of a bus.
That someone is taking a dump in.
Yep. Fantastic. On your morning commute.
Yeah, that's really, really wonderful. And I assume it was one of the big contributing factors to Melbourne getting most livable city for the seventh time in a row.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, cool. What real news did we miss out on?
Oh, look, this has been talked about a lot, especially on 2SCR. Heard on the news this morning and you talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
The Yarra Council in inner city Melbourne, they passed a motion this week to stop celebrating January 26th as Australia Day, which is really good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they didn't just do this because they felt like it, because they felt like being un-Australian. They did it because they actually asked their constituents what they wanted. And people
massive
got
support.
Back to them.
Massive support.
And they
it.
Said that they don't want the Australian national celebrations to be on the same day that the first fleet landed in Australia.
Mind-blowing, surely.
Surely. It's not rocket science. I mean, the day has huge historical significance beyond, the ships actually landing themselves. I mean, and there's other candidates for days, like when the Endeavour landed, which is sometime in May.
Yep.
I mean, there's other days that have less horrible connotations for the first people of Australia, and the Australian government has slammed it and come out and taken away the Yarra Council's powers to do citizenship ceremonies.
That's a very full-on move.
It's very disappointing.
Really quite full-on. Yeah.
And I think it's something that, I mean, I think we are talking about it, but I think we need to push back a bit more, you know? And it's weird that it's just one council at a time doing this and getting pushback. I think this should be something that we should be all taking to our local councils and saying, look, if we don't agree with this, why are we still accepting that this happens?
I spoke to a Yarra councillor yesterday, and she said that at the council meeting of all councils around Australia, there was a big movement towards it. She suggested that they might just be the first domino.
That's exciting. And I think that would be a real step in the right direction, because we see our governments kind of backpedaling a lot in a lot of different areas. And I think this is one thing we could actually see some change in soon. And it could happen.
We could do some good things with that.
Yay, on a positive note.
Janessen, thank you very much. It is not a fun job that I make you do, but you do a great job of it.
Thank you, Nick.